About a dozen animal rights activists sat quietly in the courtroom as Peter Young admitted he cut fences and freed mink from a farm in Medford. Outside the courthouse, Lindsay Parmi, who heads Young's defense committee, says she admires his willingness to go to prison for fighting the fur industry.
These animals were slated for certain death, all in this for the price of vanity. You know, Peter gave over 10,000 minks a chance of survival, a chance of life and freedom.
Prosecutors were ready to prove Young took part in freeing mink at 6 farms in 3 states, but in return for his guilty plea, he'll face a maximum of 2 years for just one of those incidents. Owners of several of the farms will testify at his sentencing and will likely urge the judge to require restitution for their losses that could be as much as $200,000. But Young's lawyer, Chris Kelly, says mink are worth about $35 each, and he'll argue for a much lower figure.
I think the value of the mink has been overstated. Every farmer recovered more than half of the mink that were released originally. So I don't think their losses were as large as they might think they were.
A trade industry spokesperson for the Fur Commission says that's not the case. Teresa Platt says breeding records were lost in the break-ins, and that can ruin a farmer's ability to prove the pedigree of his fur to customers.
A farm that maybe has 20 years of experience in raising these animals and getting them to a level where people recognize the farm name globally, that's lost overnight.
Platt says Young deserves a tougher sentence, and she's hopeful that new laws in place now will deter others like him from attacking fur farms in the future. Young's sentencing is set for early November. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.